Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, listeners. This is Jory Rowe, and you're listening to American Cyclists Radio. This is now the 16th episode, as I have went off the air for a little while. Actually, for quite a long while. It wasn't a vacation. I had to move my studio because the studio I was once broadcasting from got a hold of black mold, and it got in my body, and I had to take antibiotics and all this other bull crap. But you know how it is. Whenever you get sick, doctors like to shove pills down your throat, don't they? Well, this is your host, Jory Rowe, and this is American Psychosis Radio. Will you tune in to me to leave everyone else alone? And tonight, we're going to talk about more or less me. I've talked a lot about me on American Psychosis Radio. I have not really had much of a chance to get to talk about many other people, but just about me. Well, that's how we're going to do it for tonight. And we're also going to talk about what's been going on with me here lately and up to the time I was getting sick and to what I'm dealing with now. So I got my note sheet right down here in front of me here, and I'm just going to jot down exactly what I think about, or just jot it down to remind me to touch bases with you on it. But a lot of people have been wondering that don't listen to the internet radio. They listen to terrestrial, you know, whichever the way they like to listen. It's up to them, totally up to them anyway. But I was going to rename the show Pure Energy Talk Radio to broaden the topics that can be talked about a little bit more. But I got to thinking about it, and the more I thought about it, that the topics that I bring up or that other free people bring to my attention, you know, I have a hard time finding information out about because I hate to read and I hate to research. That's what holds me back. I guess that's what held me back so much in school. I hate to read, and I hate to research. Well, I like to research, but I hate to read, and I hate to write. But would I know how to research if I didn't know how to read or write? You stop and think about that for a minute. Okay, kind of like with something I heard on TV tonight about one man missing a shoe. Somebody came up and said, hey, you lost a shoe. Would you say, no, I gained one, or I found one? I don't know, however how you think about that, that's pretty wicked. Kind of like talking about it. Whether or not the glass is half full or half empty. But I'll tell you what's been going on. Now, we'll start with my $1,200 ambulance ride. And that day I will remember, probably for as long as I live, that not having a vehicle, being totally out of medicine and not being in your right mind. Now, not being in your right mind can be anything about, well, psychosis, rather, is what I'm talking about. Now, you know, my $1,200 ambulance ride was, I mean, this was totally pitiful, this was totally pathetic, and yes, I probably wasted their time. But when I got to the hospital, see, it started out with earlier that day, I was trying to get to see a doctor immediately about my medicine because I suffer from schizophrenia. And when I was trying to get my medicine, I'm sitting there, and these other people that were coming in ahead of me to get their pain pills refilled, yeah, like monkeys. And I get trumped in the emergency room so many times by these people that I get mad and I just absolutely fly off the handle and get up, walk out of the room, outside, and I'm getting in the car and here's the nurse coming out after me. I said, you're day late and you're dollar short. And I got mad, got in the car and left. Well, that shot that idea of trying to get to see a doctor because I knew I was going to have to wait. Well, when I got to my house, I just couldn't, I was just besides myself. I mean, I needed to, you know, do a lot of things for myself at the time, but I just didn't care about nothing because I wanted to feel better with having my meds. Well, I call a doctor and they tell me to just go ahead and call an ambulance and go to the hospital. And I said, well, I ain't going back to Pekin Hospital. I just said, no, I ain't going back there. So I ended up going to Peoria, Illinois Hospital. And I took an ambulance there because I called for an ambulance to come and get me. That's what they said for me to do. But it seems like that the paramedics were not all in the least bit too pleased with me for calling an ambulance because I was out of meds and was suffering side effects of being off my meds. Well, little do those two people know or don't know, I will stand up for anybody suffering from a mental illness because I'm going to tell you why. We are stereotyped to the high heavens. I mean, unbelievably, we are stereotyped to the high heavens who we are. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think there's any fairness in that? I'll tell you another thing. I heard some of the dating websites. Yeah. Some of the dating websites won't allow us to even use their website. I ain't going to mention names because I am not for sure on it. Actually, it'd be something to Google, but I really ain't going to Google right now. But, yeah, can't use dating websites if you're mentally ill. I am going to find out which ones those are. And if I find out the truth, and that's what I speak about as much as I can on this show. If I'm talking about somebody else, whether it's good or bad, of course I was taught this with anything generally in life, make sure it's the truth. Not necessarily if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. But if you can't tell the truth, then don't say anything at all. That's more my belief. Well, I was talking about the launch of a new show streaming on Blog Talk Radio, and I was going to discuss in this episode about my own psychosis, like what happened with me trying to screw around with this camera that I have videotaping me right now for future use, if I so choose to have anything to do with what I record on videotape in this studio with anyone else. It's up to me. So, but I'm having it for future use should I need it. But I was having a hard time with the camera trying to get, well, the damn door open to load a videotape. And I said, I know this camera now. Now, it's a little bit more violent than that. I said, I know this camera now, you know, takes one of these kind of tapes. I was so positive about it. I mean, it does take those tapes because I tell you what, I said, I don't have to take the camera off the tripod to see if you have to open it from underneath. And I'm sitting here cussing up a storm and flying off, and I about didn't use the camera for the show because I couldn't figure out how to get the damn tape in. I said, now wait a minute. I know I can get this tape in this camcorder somehow. Let me go ahead and take it off the tripod. So I take it off the tripod, and sure enough, there's a button on the bottom of the camera that shows that you press to eject the tape out of the camera. I don't remember it, but I had that camera open before checking it out, see what kind of, no, now, and you live and learn. This show is all about mental illness, schizophrenia, not just one disorder in particular, the treatment for and mental illnesses thereof that seek different kind of treatment for. But, you know, the problem that I have with psychosis is this, and I got, you know, you got to be blunt to get the best outcome, the best treatment and the best outcome for any mental illness a person may suffer from. Okay, I'm going to be blunt with you. It's not that I fantasize about it because it's not fantasy, but I have recurring thoughts of hurting people out of frustration that I have against them. And I have no clue what makes me think that, why I think that, I have no clue. what makes me think that way. But you know, believe it or not, I have said this with my counselor, that when during the time when I was doing one-on-one therapy with a counselor, and she told me to think of a stop sign just going off in your mind whenever you have them recurring thoughts. And she did not give me a straight answer. This is the part that scares me. She did not give me a straight answer whatsoever on what makes me think that way when I get frustrated, just tearing people apart. You know, I mean, literally, come on now. I could think some gory shit here with you, but I don't go into that detail because that's not what this show's about. It's about the reality of having a mental illness. And whether I sound normal to you as a person on the radio or not, to me, largely, matters in a way, but doesn't. But mostly doesn't, because I've told a lot of people, I'm going to be me, and I'm not going to try to be anybody else. I'm not going to be an ass kisser. I'm not going to be a dough roller. I'm not going to be a lot of things. I'm going to be me. Whether I do a show or not, you know, that's up to me. That's my personal therapy, is sharing with you what goes on inside of the mind of somebody that's mentally ill. And I'm not afraid to admit that I'm one of these 2.4 million Americans who have schizophrenia. So we're going to keep moving right along, and we're going to discuss. I got a book. I just seen it up here in the studio over here, and we're going to go through it, and we're going to pick out parts. I'm going to read to you parts of this book that I was writing. It was a journal, and just share with you on how my mind thinks, what goes on most of the time in the mind, and generally how I feel in the next 17 minutes of American Psychosis Radio with host me, Jory Rowe. Okay, we start with the very first page. I see that I have ripped out some of the pages, probably some of the pages that I didn't think were anything but worthy of keeping. And it's entitled, Why Bother? And I don't have a date on when this was written, but it gets pretty wicked. Let me read. The way I see it, not too many will do much for me. I guess I thought it was the thought that counts. I am way too nice for my own good. I do nice things for people, but most of the time they do not appreciate them. It was a crime to ask out a fucking woman. I do not know why I cannot date. It hurts to write or talk about this subject. I have no clue why it has to be this fucking way. I hate to say, I'd much rather probably be dead. Well, maybe I should not be so hard on myself, but I am tired of rejection. Thanks to many, I do not look lightly on the issue. This just completely sucks. Now, I see I write something like that. You see, in the beginning of the passage that I just read, it's the way I see it, not too many will do much for me. That's dogging on myself immediately right then and there. Okay, but then I get much more violent in thinking as my thoughts go. Now we're going to read some other passages on here. This next passage, a little shorter. But then I'm going to read to you a blueprint of how I think. That I wrote it down on how I think in like a scripture or like a schematic of my thinking. But let's read this one here entitled Commands. I entitled it Commands. I wonder why. My mind often tells me to do things. Some of them taboo. I cannot figure out why that happens. I've been told to do things such as hurt people or stand who stand in my way towards happiness, to absolutely helping people in need. Damn, it is so hard to say what is right, but I know the difference. My mind works in crazy but true ways. I am way too nice. I have been jinxed. Who would know, right? I've entitled that Commands, and how I was thinking when I wrote the passage was, I actually can't sit here and think where I came to title for that passage. But this goes back to 2013 is the date that I had originally written it for. And I'm going to just looking through here, see if I can find any additional passages that I may have written down. But this gets a little on the crazy side. And this is entitled JRCPU Law. I guess referring to me about my own CPU. And the start was it February 5th, 2013, 2 years ago, in fact. And I have just things written down with, like, prompt speed decreasing inability, occupation mode, data redirect execute, done. Wow. This is some pretty bizarre thinking that comes from my head due to psychosis. Now, I'm not going to sit here and go through all that because it just ain't going to make sense any more to you than it does to me. So we'll just get off that, you know, subject about that book for right now, and we'll just sit here and babble on about what we're talking about, more or less about my psychosis journal and what's been going on. Now, I believe I left off at where it was my ambulance ride. And, yeah, $1,200 one. And when I got to the hospital in Peoria, I sat there and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. And I said, I ain't going to wait anymore. So I called a taxi cab and I went back home. I said, I am not in the mood to play wait today. So what a day that was. Tell you shortly about another issue that I had with psychosis, where I just thought I was the king and that I was important. Well, I don't know what the king would be about or king of, but I felt important when I did this one. I was working at a local carpet cleaning firm and got paid that day. To make a long story short, I got into it with my partner and into an argument, and I ended up walking off the job up there in Peoria. Well, I hiked through the woods for about a good 2 hours. Finally, my boss sees me walking up University in Peoria, and this was just wickedly crazy. I hear a horn honk. Naturally, a person's going to turn their head in the direction of the horn honk, and there sat my boss in his truck, and he waved at me. Now, he finally cornered me in and said, well, you know, it's like this, Jory. He says, if you're going to resign, I'd like 5 minutes of your time to ask you why you want to resign and all this, or why aren't you at your work site? Well, I told him, and anyway, he took me to the airport where I had a plane waiting for me to take me to Ohio. Well, I paid out all this money to take a damn plane to Ohio. I get there. I don't recall if I was, well, yeah, I was broke because, oh, God, that was the story of my life. I'm walking around the airport thinking my grandparents are there to pick me up. I'm like thinking, wait a minute, I didn't even call them and tell them I was coming in the first place. I flew from Illinois to Dayton, Ohio, unannounced, thinking that my grandparents were just going to say, oh, hi, Jory, come on in. You can stay with us. Apparently, that's exactly what I had thought, but that's not the way it went. Grandpa was very upset with me, and Grandpa said, "You're going back tonight at 1 o'clock on a bus. You'll have a 6-hour layover in Indianapolis, Indiana." And I'm like, wow. Believe me, that was a layover that I couldn't wait to get past. I just didn't like that area sitting there. But you know, I guess I deserved it because I wasn't thinking straight. Now, they have medicine for psychosis, and I take one in particular. It's aripiprazole. I take, I believe, 10 milligrams of that. Yeah, 10 milligrams a day of that, and that helps with the psychosis. Still currently taking the mood stabilizer lithium in its most generic form. I wish aripiprazole was generic, because that stuff's expensive. And then I do take Effexor for depression. And that's the main thing I'm trying to nip in the rear end, is the depression more than anything. Because I do take a lot of antidepressant medications for the factors of that the psychosis, the spinoffs from psychosis can cause things like depression, bipolar attributes, which basically in short is schizophrenia. Now, I'm sitting here talking about the treatment for these such disorders, and the treatments that are, I mean, an example, the cost to sit with a psychiatrist for an hour is roughly about $275. That's what you're going to spend for a diagnosis and interview. And this is talking about the treatment. You know, most people, such as I, we're on a very limited income because of our disability. Okay, now, if you want us to take a look at it this way, this is how I look at it. I graduated high school. That's what everybody rubbed and smeared in our face back in the time when I was in high school. Graduate high school. Graduate high school. If you want to be a fool, don't graduate high school. And I stick with it, and I graduate from high school, and I get a disability check for that. I get to struggle. I get to, you know, basically watch others enjoy better than what I get to enjoy it. Why? Because something that is not my fault. Well, if you suffer from similar disorders or schizophrenia like I do, you'll know what I'm talking about. But you cannot pass any kind of judgment at all whatsoever on people such as us, because we don't have a grip on ourselves or on our thoughts, or we're nuts or whatever you want to call it. I don't, the stereotyping and the names that they, I don't know. And you know, my mind kind of bounces off one subject to another as to trying to talk about what's going on with the show and what it's supposed to be about for tonight. We're getting down a little bit on time. We got enough time for maybe 2 phone calls. If anybody's listening and wants to give me a phone call, at area code 657-383-1169. That's 657-383-1169. Direct line into the studio. Give me a call now while we got just a little bit of time left on the air. If anybody pops up on the air once phone calls come up, great. If not, I'm sure that we'll have to earn the right of people calling the station by making it better as we go on. We're actually starting from ground zero again. And when we get back on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to adjust the site around a little bit. We're going to come up with a new icon for the Blog Talk Radio banner and do some other things such as add a few audio clips. And right now we're just going to keep the show on the air once a week. And then when we start doing a lot better on with ratings, show information, and topics, and when we go to a paid broadcast, then we'll incorporate a lot more stuff to the show. So just be sticking around for nothing but improvements to the show. And stick around because there's going to be several other shows that are going to be coming on Blog Talk Radio or other new stations that I'm going to add. And it's going to be the JRN network of shows. So I got a lot to work on for 2016. So got my work cut out for me, and I'm glad you're out there to help with promotion. I mean, just listening to the show promotes the shows. I'm glad anybody wants, if you want to promote, listen, I can't stress that enough to you. But anyhow, we're going to end it off for right now. And when we see you again, it'll be next Saturday night here on American Psychosis Radio with me, your host, Jory Rowe. So long for right now. This has been a JC Entertainment production.